Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Wednesday morning. Presented by Green Ventures Landscaping for homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com will be with us in the second half of the program, and we will get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. A lot of Cam Ward discussion, I'm sure, will transpire with Paul Kuharski. Speaking of Cam Ward, Joe, it was an interesting conversation yesterday on Chasing Big Joe. They had Tim Hasselbeck on, and they talked through a lot of different things. But you know, one of the things that I think it's fair to say has plagued Cam Ward to this point in his career, and we saw it again the other night in the preseason game against Seattle, the ball security's not been great. And that's both basically in the pocket and as he's trying to escape out of the pocket. And, you know, he was holding the ball in his right hand the other night. He's running away, and the defender dives, swats the ball out of his hand. Luckily for Ward, it went out of bounds. Could have been a big deal. Had it not gone out of bounds, bounced backwards, and potentially created a turnover there. There were some fumbling issues that Ward had last year. So, Chasing Big Joe asked Tim Hasselbeck about the ball security issues that have been going on with Ward. And I thought Hasselbeck gave a pretty interesting answer. Here's what he had to say yesterday on the show.
It's a huge thing for me. You know, early on in my career, you know, I had a coach kind of talk about how, you know, everyone talks about interceptions for quarterbacks, but truthfully, fumbles are worse than interceptions because of where they happen. You know, there are times, you know, 3rd and 13, you can be like, oh, you know, like it wasn't great to throw that interception, but based on where it happened, you know, net result, if you had punted on 4th down, you know, we traded 15 yards. Not that that's ideal, it's certainly not, but that's drastically different than a turnover behind your line of scrimmage, whether it's a fumbled snap, a fumbled exchange, carelessness in the pocket. And then, like, as I got older as a player, you know, Kurt Warner was a teammate of mine in Arizona, and Kurt Warner had been an unbelievable player. He had really struggled with ball security and was why he wasn't playing in Arizona. And he switched to wearing gloves, and part of it was they essentially told him, look, if you can take care of the ball security issues, then we'll play you again. And that was an effort to be better with the ball. He did that and, you know, ultimately led the Cardinals back to a Super Bowl, probably helped lead his career to the Hall of Fame. And it's critical. So I do think, and it's a little bit what I was talking to you guys about last week in terms of Cam's mechanics, I do think that there is a, I don't want to say carelessness, because I think that it's just kind of been an allowed coached thing because of his ability as a thrower. But I think there's been a sloppiness with ball security that I would be nervous about. I would just be nervous about how it's gone in terms of one hand off the ball, separating the ball, lowering the ball, and doing all of those things in traffic.
So that was Hasselbeck yesterday on Chasing Big Joe. Joe, I found that interesting. Like, there's some concern there from Hasselbeck, and it makes me wonder, like, how it's kind of the similar thing with the misses and some of the fundamental things. And I watched an interesting, you know, breakdown from Kurt Warner last night on Cam Ward and just his footwork. And you know, he kind of highlighted some of the misses in that San Francisco game, especially. You were looking at the footwork. And, like, the screen pass out to Wandell Robinson that he just missed on. I mean, his feet were basically looking – I mean, they were pointed in the backfield, and he let go of the ball, and is trying to throw it 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he just missed. Like, the footwork is not in a good spot with Ward right now, and you combine that with the ball security issues that we've talked about with him. Like, I wonder how fixable that's going to be, how quickly he's going to be able to fix that in the middle – of a season, Joe, when you're, you know, the bullets are live and you're worried about reading defenses and all those things. Like, sloppiness was the word that Hasselbeck used there, and that's something you got to get fixed pretty quickly if you're Cam Ward.
Yeah, I got to admit, like, this is one of those things that I generally, like, don't care that much about. Like, to me, it's like, spray the ball over the yard, throw it well. Don't throw picks. I'm worried about turning it over with your passes. Like, be smart. Like, carry the ball better. That's a crazy story to me about Kurt Warner, I guess fumbling, right? Like, yeah. That was the reason they bench him, and that's why they said if you can stop fumbling. That's wild to me, because I probably don't put enough stock into it. You know, don't put as much stock into it as I should. I mean, certainly, like the other day, Cam Ward, and you're like, dude, you can't hold the ball like that. Like, you don't know where that guy is. You got to have enough awareness that someone could be, I mean, they're chasing you. How could you hold the ball like that? But, like, I don't know. Like, I guess if Cam Ward, like, did all the quarterback stuff really well, that to me is, like, way down the list of stuff I care about. But, hey, I mean, turnovers are turnovers. So, certainly one of those things that he has to – like, he has to think about. It's just – to me, that's just awareness, you know? Like, throwing a pick, that could be because you're late, you didn't read things well, all those things that are so important as a quarterback – you know, have a higher completion percentage, you know, make more plays, all that stuff. Like the fumbling thing, I think was some guy like Dave Craig, I remember, was like, I think he like led the NFL so often. He was a really good quarterback for the Seahawks for a long time. And he just, I think he must've had small hands. I don't know. He just fumbled all the time. And he like led the league a bunch of years, stuff like that. You know, it didn't cost him his job. I mean, he was a good enough quarterback that you overcome that. But I think if you're Cam Ward, you already have enough other things that you aren't good enough at right now that you have to work on right now. So that's one of those things that, like, the next time that you're being pursued, or just when even when you're in the pocket, if you're not, like, in the process of throwing the football, like, just secure the football. I know it's easy to say, but it seems like you should be able to figure that out.
Well, he fumbled 11 times last year.
That's a lot.
Now, he was tied.
Got hit a lot, too.
Darnold and Baker Mayfield also had 11 fumbles last year. Ward lost the most in the league. He lost 7 fumbles last year. So, I mean, you can't have that. That's way too many. You're going to – look, sometimes it's as simple as somebody just gets beat clean over your left tackle just gets beat clean and you don't see them coming. And you just get absolutely blasted back there, and you fumble the ball. I mean, there's not a whole lot that you can do about that. So, you know, you're not going to totally prevent it. I do think the carelessness of it, and you combine that with, you know, what I just talked about with, like, Kurt Warner breaking down his film. Like, it just doesn't feel like there's a – it doesn't feel like there's a very good feel for him in the pocket right now. That's got, I guess, where my point would be on all this. Like – you know, we've mentioned the play in the first preseason game where Helms breaking wide open to the left. He's got a clean pocket, and for whatever reason, he just decides to break it and go rather than stepping up into the pocket. And that was a pretty common theme on, like, Warner's film breakdown of him, is he's had some pretty clean pockets in the preseason that he just will not step up into. And, like, you can't operate in the NFL that way. It just feels like fundamentally still, Joe, there's a lot of work left for him to be done.
Yeah. And, you know, we made fun of Levis the other night because it was like, hey, here I am. I'm just going to set up and scan the field. And it's like, dude, that pocket's collapsing, man. What are you doing? But I feel like, kind of going back to the sped up idea of Cam that came out of the first preseason game, it does seem like he doesn't trust it. And you have to a certain point, you know? I mean, if you're going to make enough plays in this league, you have to be able to stand in there and trust your protection. And sometimes it's going to betray you and you're going to get hit, and then you hope you don't fumble. But it does seem like he is not trusting it enough. There's times where you just navigate the pocket, you step into a throw, and you probably make a much better play than you would by getting out of there. And, you know, yeah, every once in a while you'll make the play like to Gunnar Helm, but for the most part, you got to be able to live in that pocket. And I think there's a chance that he has a lot more, you know, clean-ish pockets this year. But you mentioned Darnold. Like, that's kind of like my point. I bet you, like, no one talks about that with Sam Darnold, right?
No.
And he's a great player. And so it's like, okay, well, yeah. Hey, Sam, fumble a little bit less, please. You know, but also thanks for, like, winning the Super Bowl for us. So,
right.
Awesome, you know. But with Cam, every little thing you can do to cut down on turnovers, to not have another part of your game that gets nitpicked, is worth doing right now.
Well, it's just also like it's kind of what we talked about earlier this week with him of, you know, you can live with some of these things. Like, I can probably live with you, I guess, being a little bit more susceptible to fumbling the ball at quarterback than other quarterbacks would be if there are other things that you're doing really, really well. Well, we need to start to see how some of those other things that you're doing really, really well on top of all that. I you know, the footwork thing, and again, like, this is not me sitting here breaking down film. It was watching Kurt Warner do it. It was pretty concerning. Like, they just – I mean, it leads directly to the accuracy issues, right? Like, basically, a lot of times, though, the long and short of his point was, most of the time when Cam Ward's throwing the ball, his feet are pointed in a totally different direction than where the ball's coming out at. And, you know, he's got enough arm talent where you're going to overcome that sometimes – but you're just never going to have the consistent accuracy that you need to have if your mechanics are all out of whack. And that was kind of Kurt Warner's point, is like, if he doesn't get this fixed, like, he's never going to be accurate enough to be an NFL quarterback, ever.
Yeah, and that's good breakdown. And again, I promise you that all those things that he talks about have been repped a million times, right? I mean, they've worked on these things. He's worked with his own personal guy. He's worked with the coaches here. But you get into a game, and you can actually be tackled, and all of a sudden it's a lot harder to carry those things over and change, you know, what you're used to doing.
Brian Daboll addressing the media yesterday, discussing what he's seen from Cam Ward and the offense to this point. We'll get into some of those comments coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. I mean, I almost don't want to talk, you know? I'm just going to let it go. Almost don't want to talk. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. A lot of people sharing stories of Dolly Parton on the text line throughout the show. Keep them coming. 615-737-1025. Brian Daboll, Titans offensive coordinator, addressing the media yesterday, Joe, and he was asked about the lack of big plays to this point. You know, those plays 15, 20, 25 yards down the field that they have just not generated when it comes to the preseason games to this point. You know, other than, you know, a swing pass to Pollard that I think went for 33. Ridley had to play on third down in the first game that I think went for 18. There hasn't been a ton of big plays that they've connected on so far in the preseason. And Daboll gave an interesting answer to that one. Here's what Titans OC Brian Daboll had to say yesterday.
Those 15 to 20, 25-yard plays, you know, there's not a lot of teams that just throw the ball 35-plus down the field. I think Seattle was somewhere around the top, and they were 8 of 15 last year, and the amount of times they did it. The intermediate chunk plays, whether that's layered throws, man-to-man throws, I mean, that's encompassing everybody. So it's the receiver. It's incumbent upon the receiver to take proper angles. It's incumbent upon the protection, and then ultimately Cam hitting the plays. But that's just not on Cam. Certainly not on Cam, all of it. It's a combination of things. And we've been working on it. We'll continue to work on it. That's part of the execution stuff that, you know, we're going to continue to grind away at. But that's an element of our offense that we got to improve.
So that was what Brian Daboll had to say yesterday on that front. A lot of people reacting to the, it's certainly not on Cam, not all of it on Cam, Joe. And hey, there's a certain segment of Titans fans that feel like the excuse making for Cam Ward has already started there. I mean, in reality, he's right. I mean, we talked about this when it came to, like, the Gunnar Helm play the other day. Like, Helm needs to get his feet in bounds. Ward also needs to put the ball in a better spot. You know, Tate, you need to see the number 4 overall pick come down with that ball along the sideline the other day, and Ward needs to put it in a better spot. So, of course, like, if your offense is going to be operating at a high level, you're going to have, you know, the receivers doing their job, the offensive line doing their job, the quarterback doing their job, all those things. However, like the bottom line is, quarterback's going to have to be more accurate moving forward. And if he's not, it's just going to be a big problem for this offense. And in today's NFL, Joe, like we talked about the checkdowns and what was the average yards air traveled for Ward the other day. It was like 2 yards or something like that.
Right.
The reality is, in today's NFL, and I know defenses have figured some things out over the last couple of years, and they've gone into these shell defenses where they are not going to let you beat them deep and all these things. But if you can't generate some chunk plays, you know, 20 yards down the field, 25, 30 yards down the field, and you think that you're just going to go on 14, 15 play drives all the time and score enough touchdowns to win games in this league, it's just not going to happen. Like, you got to find a way as an offense to generate some of those intermediate to explosive plays down the field. Not every drive, but pretty regularly throughout the course of a season, or you're not going to give yourself a chance. And it just feels like the Titans got a lot of work to do on that part of their game right now. A lot of work.
Yeah, for sure. And it got into the discussion yesterday with Dable, got into, you know, the question of, I think it was Nick Suss asking about, you know, talking about the vanilla offense versus the game. And I think, like Dable said, like, again, this is across the league. Like, this is player evaluation time and it's execution time. Can you execute these basic plays? So how much of a difference does Brian Dable himself make once we get to week one of scheming people up and stuff like that? You'd hope a lot. You know, you'd hope a lot because I think he is a very good OC, and I think that he's one good year from Cam Ward from probably being a head coach again. We'll see, but that he needs to be a huge difference maker for this team. He needs to, I mean, to me, it's one of the best moves of the offseason for the Titans is to get him. So that needs to make a difference. Also, if he does do that, then Cam Ward needs to execute and make those throws. And regardless of whether it's vanilla or not, there are plays to be made here in two games that haven't been made enough. There are plays that and plays that, you know, like the grounding in the first game where it's like, yeah, it's a preseason, but like that's just something that should never be in your catalog in a game setting, right? Is to make a play like that. So it's all of it is just like, man, I'm so ready for the preseason to be over. It's just, you know, I mean, we're sitting here, we got Jaren Springhill, you know, parsing every word Cam says. I don't think that Cam has like a, I mean, maybe he didn't take enough responsibility for the fumble. I think Cam said plenty of times that he needs to be better. I don't think it's an issue that Cam doesn't think he needs to be better. Like, that's just making up issues. It's just the question of, can he play well enough? That really is it. I don't think that there's anything beyond that, and that's a big enough question on its own.
Yeah, it's a big enough question on its own. I think, you know, I'm with you in terms of seeing whether or not the regular season comes around and you're seeing people open all the time. I go back to kind of the conversation we had last segment of, all right, when they're open, is he going to hit them with any sort of regularity? Like, if his mechanics are as all over the place as it seems like they are right now, and that Warner was talking about in kind of his film breakdown of him, are you going to hit the open receiver with any sort of regularity? Like, I guess where I'm at with him right now is, you know, this offseason, and I know he was dealing with a shoulder injury throughout the offseason, but, you know, Dable was hired. I'm sure that there has been a pretty consistent message to Cam about the mechanics and the footwork, just like there is with every young quarterback. Like, very rarely does a young quarterback walk in the league and their mechanics are like perfect, right? It just, it doesn't happen a whole lot. So, I mean, I've seen quarterbacks come into the league have pretty bad mechanics, and then you work with it after a while, and then they figured some of it out. You know, Ward still has time to do that. Some of the plays that Warner was pointing out the other night, it's like, yeah, that's concerning that's not better heading into year two. Like, it just, and maybe it's just as simple as what you said, Joe. It's just that, you know, you get into an actual game, and you just revert back to the way you've always done it and the way that, you know, the old habits that you have. And sometimes, you know, I mean, we see it sometimes in the NFL, it's hard to, you know, take what you've worked on all offseason long, knowing that you're never under the actual pressure that comes in being in an NFL football game where guys can hit you and all those things. It's sometimes it's a very difficult transition to make, and it just kind of feels like that's where he's at right now mechanically.
Yeah, and that's why to me it's like I'd give them a lot of run on Saturday. I'd give him and the starting offense a lot of run. It's a risk, but it seems like, and again, he's had ups and downs in different practices too. So it's not like it's like a total Jekyll and Hyde thing where like practice is like, whoa, every day it's great. And then in the game, you know, because of the game situation, he's reverting. I mean, accuracy is a thing. I mean, I think yesterday, you know, it's like he missed his first three pass. You know, like he's missing. So there's some just overall mechanical stuff. But I do think it probably gets enhanced when you can be tackled and when there's more pressure. So I'd take advantage of Saturday and try to and again, it's like with Tate too. It's like it's not just like so all of us can see it and I guess calm down. But it's like for his own confidence in a situation like that to see it work and to like to do the feet correctly and hit some throws better than he has been might be good for him.
Well,
his own confidence.
Oh, it's beyond that. They clearly need the work, like confidence for sure, but like he needs it. Like they need as many reps as they can get. I mean, you brought up yesterday at practice. I mean, I'm reading Jimmy Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. He's 7 of 16 in the 7-on-7 and team periods combined. Threw a pick to Winston, threw a pick to Alante Taylor. Like, it didn't go very well for Cam Ward in the first-team offense yesterday. So, I mean, that kind of lines up with, you know, the practices for the most part. You know, it feels like it's gone decently well for him, and the games haven't. But not a great day for him in the first-team offense yesterday at practice. So, it just, you know, it just kind of feels like he's all over the map. Like, he'll have some great days, and then he'll have some bad ones so far in the games. It hasn't gone very well. And I think that's probably – it's not necessarily unexpected, but the level of inconsistency that's in him right now, I mean, that's just how you just get totally erratic results in the NFL. There's got to be – and this is – I keep bringing up this Kurt Warner video, but that's basically what he was talking about. Is like the name of the game of playing quarterback in the NFL is about consistency. And there are just throws in the NFL – that an NFL quarterback that you can win with consistently has to make every single time that he's not making right now.
Got to paint the corners, man. You got to wear that strike zone out, and there's too much nuclear loose going on right now.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Titans and Cam Ward. Kuharsky with us in the second half of the program coming up as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. We'll have the Rob Rant going up here in just a few minutes. Paul Kuharsky will be with us in the second half of the program to get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward, Jay in Clarksville on the text line says, most people underestimate opportunity cost. Yeah, Cam Ward may become a top 14 to 18 quarterback in 6 years, but that 6 years, the Titans could be using the capital of Cam's draft pick for other opportunities. In other words, even if he comes around, it isn't worth it if it takes 5 years. This from Jay in Clarksville on the text line. Joe, your thoughts on that?
Well, it's worth it. I mean, the only way anything is worth it, again, is like – if you win a championship, right? That's the whole point of this. So if he comes around in a few years and you have great teams, then yeah, I mean, who cares about the going back on the draft?
Well,
and again, if he turns into, you know, a really good player, but the Titans don't win anything, then okay, great. Again, let's go back to Justin Herbert. Yay. I won't rip Madison Beer again today, though. I will not ever again.
That's good. Well, I mean, yes. Look, the reality is if it takes him 5 years to become a top 14 to 18 quarterback, then he won't be here. I mean,
he probably won't have the opportunity.
True. Like, that's just, it won't happen. So that part of it, I think, even, you know, now more so than ever, when you look around at how quickly some of these quarterbacks are being bounced after being high draft picks. I mean, the J.J. McCarthy one's probably extreme. Like, he played 10 games, and they were basically like, all right, we'll see you. So, you know, they're not all going to be like that. But, the reality is, it feels like quicker than ever, teams are making decisions on these quarterbacks. So, you know, it's a huge year for him. I think 10 years ago, Joe, we would have said it's year two for the number one overall pick. He's getting at least the entirety of his rookie contract, right? Like, he's getting – that's what he's going to get, and then they're going to make a decision after that. I don't think it's that way anymore. I still think it would have to be borderline unmitigated disaster this year from him for the Titans to have some other plan other than him at quarterback next year. But there's got to be an urgency level. That's probably what's the – like an urgency level from him to improve, to take some of these things that I'm sure he's working on. Like, that's the other thing. There's a couple comments on the text line about how, like, nonchalant he is. I was like, you know, answers that somebody gives in a press conference sometimes, like, I don't know how much stock I put into that. Everything I know about Cam Ward, based on the people who have been around him, all they talk about with him is the intangibles are off the charts, the work ethic, all those things. I have no doubt that he's working on his footwork. I have no doubt that he's working on his mechanics. He's working on, you know, reading defenses better. Like, there's no doubt that he's working on all those things. But, Joe, there have been plenty of people in the league, in the history of the league, that have worked on all those things as much as you can work on them. And they just don't get a whole lot better at him because it's a hard thing to execute at the NFL level, right? Like, so
exactly.
I'm not saying that Ward's doomed or anything like that. There's just a lot of work to be done. And, you know, I think if you were looking for some magical jump where he was going to step into the first part of the regular season and you're like, wow, Ward's on the verge of being a top 10 quarterback right now. Like, it's just – I think it's clear from where he's at based on what we've seen – that's not going to happen. Like, he's not going to do that early in the year. Now, we'll see as the year goes on how much better he gets and how much difference, you know, Dable and the offensive scheme and the skill set that he has and, you know, how well does Tate come along. There's a lot that goes into that with him, but there's a lot left for him individually to improve on right now.
Yeah, and there's 17 days he has to be good, and I'm very confident in saying – he's going to get all 17 days
yep.
this year. And then, you know, then we'll see. Like you said, maybe who knows what it looks like. I mean, I would bet, I'd feel comfortable betting a pretty large sum of money that he is the starting quarterback when they open the new stadium. Even as we stand right here with everybody freaked out about his preseason performance. But I think you do get into year three and – you know, even as the top pick, that's where I think, you know, it can start to shift a little bit. Even again, like the GM right now, his job is basically tied to Cam Ward working out. So you have to keep that in mind too. Matt from the borough says, when are we going to stop beating around the bush? You just say the Titans overdrafted Cam. Dude, we've been talking about that like since before the draft, but like, why does that, like, at this point, it's like, we understand, like, I think everybody would agree. It was not a good quarterback year. He is not a number one overall pick level quarterback. We said that before the draft, during the draft, after the draft, and like every day since. There's not, no one's beating around the bush. Like, yes, but at some point you stop worrying about like the draft anymore. Position. Yeah. And it's like, is he good quarterback or not? Like we've moved on to, can he play?
Yeah, it doesn't
That's
matter
the bigger anymore. Question.
That's the reality of it. Like, yeah, he was, you know, he was overdrafted. I mean, like you said, we talked about that before he was ever drafted by the Titans. Like, I wouldn't have done it, but they did it. So, you know, the reality is, what's going to determine the success or failure of this franchise for the next few years is him, right? Like, how good's he going to be? Because if he's not significantly better than he looks like right now, they're not going to get a whole lot better, you know, regardless of how well that they may have structured their team around him. Like, you know, well, maybe the defense comes around and Saleh, you know, when he's calling plays in the regular season, I mean, they could be, you know, the 85 Bears reincarnated. I have no idea what it's going to look like out there. You know, maybe the offensive line is just way better than we thought it was going to be in the offseason, right? Like, Carmona steps in and he's really good, and Latham is finally ascended to the level that we thought he was going to ascend to, and at least Dan Moore is at least okay over there at left tackle. Like, maybe this offensive line's really good. Maybe they run the ball really well. But the reality is, like, if your quarterback's – if you don't get good quarterback play, not even great quarterback play, if you don't get good quarterback play, there's just a huge limitation as to what you're going to be able to pull off in an NFL game.
Exactly. So, I mean, I love this. I love this new we've had a few of these, Robbie. I guess it's like a bust of a statue, which is like – it's just no comment other than that. Brian just sent – oh, yeah, he sent it yesterday too. He's a bust – with a bust of a statue. So there we go. We're using visual aids now. I like it. Creativity on the text line.
I have not seen that before. That's good stuff there on that front. Somebody asking how far along into Mariota's career did we bench him for Tannehill? It was year five. That's how long it was.
And year four.
It was year five.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So we had a pretty promising rookie year, more promising than Cam. He had a terrific second year. The team totally changed. He went from a terrible offensive line to a really good offensive line with Jack Conklin taking the first round, and with Ben Jones signed, and with Taylor Lewan figuring his stuff out. Like, you hope Latham becomes like a Lewan kind of story this year, you know? But he had a terrific second year. He won a playoff game in his third year, but it started to look like, ooh, what's going on? Fourth year, more injuries, you know, and then you finally brought in someone who, I think it actually, when they brought in Tannehill, I think it was like, oh, that's a good backup. Nice job. You know, his time with the Dolphins is ended. They're all in on Tua. So nice backup, but obviously it didn't take long before it was clear that, you know, that he was probably a better option, but no one could have guessed he was going to be as good as he was. But, yeah, year five for that. So
and that's not going to happen with Ward unless it gets better. Like, it's
no. Yeah, exactly. Like, if Ward had a second year like Mariota did, then I think you do buy yourself more time. But Mariota still, they did not give him a new deal. They picked up the option, you know. And then it ended up being the right move. All those moves. I mean, the trade for Tannehill, fourth-round pick, is probably the best move of – John Robinson's tenure, Derrick Henry in the second round.
And again, like, you know, that same text about him was like, well, I didn't realize Mariota was that much better. We're screwed. It's like, some of it's that. Like, Mariota had a really good second year, but it's just a different league, too. Like, the way that quarterback is viewed, how quickly teams give up on quarterbacks, how many quarterbacks fail somewhere and recirculate elsewhere and have success. Like, it's just different now, right? I mean, who knows? I mean, I have no idea. Is Baker Mayfield going to be the starting quarterback for Tampa in 2027? No clue. I have no idea what that's going to look like. You know, there's going to be somebody over the next year or two that was a total bust in their first stop that reemerges somewhere and plays good football. Maybe not Sam Darnold Super Bowl winning football, but plays good football. Like, it feels like that is happening more often now. And because of it, like, it just teams are more willing to move on from the quarterback quicker than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you can get that rebound quarterback. But also, I do think that people seeing this around the league, I mean, some teams, I think, will react in a way of, well, maybe we should give our guy more time. You know, maybe we shouldn't be the team that gives up quickly. And that's why I just think, you know, with this organization, we know the impatience, so it starts at the top. So who knows, you know, with that. But I do feel like, you know, pick one overall, like, they're going to give him – they're going to be more patient with him than I think the fan base will. I do believe that. I mean, I think they have to be. Texter says, can you quantify the number of wins Cam needs to hit to get the start next year? 4 wins, is he still starting 27? No, the answer is absolutely not. I cannot quantify that because – what does it look like? They could win 8-9 games this year and he could stink because their defense is good, but the offense sucks and they win a bunch of close games, and he could play great and they could win 4 games because the defense is bad and whatever else. I mean, it's just the win number. It's how does he play? That's what it's about.
615-737-1025. The Rob Rant coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now
on Robbie and Rex Road.
Get out your syllabus, please. Could you make that a really large font, please?
It's for the kids. It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
Okay. You're done interrupting me.
Good Lord, Paul. Zip your pants up for Vrabel.
The size is disappointing.
The Jacksonville jerseys look like a used diaper out there.
I've also been a child who pooped my pants.
Lot of soiling going on today.
Turn the diaper inside out.
Stretch! Bring the poop bag.
Can it just not stink?
The explosive diarrhea virus could be worse than we thought. It is time for the Rob Rant here on the program, served by the Wine Cellar in Hendersonville. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. We'll keep the conversation going on the Titans front, on the Cam Ward front. Here's what I would say. You know, it's preseason. It's ripe for overreaction, I guess, on both sides, Joe. We've talked about this. Here's what I don't like that I feel like I've seen too much of, and this is largely a shot I'm about to take at the Cam Dews here. Okay. It's okay to criticize the quarterback. It really is. Like, and if you're a Titans fan out there that is concerned by what you've seen from the number one overall pick to the first two preseason games, I would advise you, like, don't be ready to jump off the cliff because of what you've seen in the preseason. There is a balance to it. But I see too many Titans fans that, like, any sort of just wrong look at Cam Ward, or, like, pointing out that he may have missed a pass and it couldn't possibly be his fault, but it's got to be somebody else's fault. Like, they did this with Marcus to a degree. For a short time, they did it with Levis. I'm like, oh, that's our guy. He's running over everybody out there. Look at him. He's like a fullback on wheels. Like, there's always, like, this certain segment of the fan base that just rides it out, rides it out, rides it out, and has to be the last one to hold on. And then ultimately, like, the player doesn't work out, and they acted like they just never liked him the whole time. It's like, oh, yeah, I always knew that guy sucked. It's like, really? Okay. Well, he certainly didn't seem that way. Again, it's the preseason. I think the, to use your term, Joe, the ward are you doings, or maybe even the psych wards, have gone a little too far the other way in terms of all the screaming that's gone on around Ward in the preseason.
Like, it's over. It's over.
Like, it's just completely decided at this point that he's just a total bust. I think you're probably going too far the other way on that side of things. But this is professional sports, okay? And not only is it professional sports, it is the most important position and, frankly, like, the highest compensated position in professional sports. Criticism comes with that. Frankly, the ability to handle some of that criticism is a somewhat important part of playing quarterback in the National Football League, and he deserves some of it. He's looked bad in the first two preseason games. So it's okay to acknowledge that and also not just totally abandon hope that he's going to get better and he's going to turn into a franchise quarterback. Like, it's not always a personal attack. It's you, your family, and your fanhood when somebody talks about the quarterback. That's all I'd say.
No, it's a very good point, and it is. It's different, but also it actually kind of reminds me of, like, Tennessee Vols fans with, like, head coaches, you know? It's like, Butch, you leave my Butch alone. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you get to a certain point, it's like, he better never step foot in Knoxville again. And I knew he sucked. Different, but yes, there is, like, the – and it's like, yeah, like, you're afraid, like, you get mad at people for pointing out bad things, you know, and it's like a spin zone with some people. And I guess, I think that's the extreme. I don't think it's a lot of people. I don't think it's a lot of people who are like, there's absolutely no hope. But they drive the conversation, right? I think the cambivalence are still by far the dominant population of Titans fandom when it comes to Cam Ward. And right now, the Ward are you doings, I mean, they're having their say. If Cam comes out and just tears up the Bears Saturday, then on Monday, you know, we'll be back to it. And you guys, the reality is, none of us know, man. I would not feel comfortable. Like, I've talked about betting large sums of money on this or that with him. You know, some things, I'd feel pretty confident in him starting next year, because I think it would take extreme just really incompetence for him not to. But I would not feel comfortable betting a large sum of money on any outcome of his career at this point. I would not at all.
No, I wouldn't either. Like, I think it's okay not to know right now. And I don't think anybody knows. I don't think Borgonzi knows. He's the one that made the pick, right? So he obviously felt good about it, but he doesn't know. You think Robert Saleh knows, like, if you gave him some truth serum right now, like, he knows for sure that Cam Ward's going to turn into, like, a good player in this league? Now, you know, I know he said something to the effect of, well, there's no way he's going to fail because of, like, the work ethic that he brings to the table, and that's just, you know, that's not true. Like, there is definitely a way he can fail if he's not accurate. But I just feel like on both sides of things, somebody made this point on the text line earlier. It does feel like elevated this year just in terms of like the reaction to the way that he's played in the preseason, having not even played a regular season game yet. And it makes me wonder, like, somebody brought this up on the text line. What if they lose that Jets game? Like, people are just going to fly off the handle beyond just the obvious of losing to the Jets, but like, well, in him specifically.
Bad.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If they lose and it's because he's not very good in that Jets game, you're going to be talking about game number 18 of his career, regular season game number 1 of his second year, and there will be people just absolutely flying off the handle in the aftermath of that game.
No, no question. And look, if he stinks in that game and they lose to the Jets, I will drift toward the what are you doing? I'll be honest with you. Like, that's, it's one freaking game, and I still think he'll get the whole year, but I mean, like, that's when it's real football. That's when everything is real. You know, your starters are playing. You have a game plan, and it's time to play, man. And so, no, it's we're one game away from, like, I think the conversation really intensifying. Taylor in Bellevue wants to change the extremists to kamikazes. Okay, that's okay. I mean, that's a pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, I guess the people who are most out on him, you could actually take that. You could
go either way with that one.
You could make it. Yeah.
Same thing with Psych Ward.
I kind of like Psych Ward though.
I still kind of like Psych Ward.
I like it, Taylor, but I think Psych Ward works. And boy, I think there are maybe a few more members in there.
Yeah.
It's growing.
I think you need to get your T-shirt business going here.
I know, right?
I mean, what was the before we came up with Cambivalent, what was the middle ground name that you had, the Catches Cam Cans or something like
that? Yeah, catches Cam Can. Yeah. That's
that would
bad.
Need to work.
Yeah, we can get rid of that one.
That one needed work. 615.
Go ahead. Hey, real quick, Joey from Galden says, if Cam has a bad game, Trey is going to call in and have a full conniption. I heard Trey call in Jake's show.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, like, he talked for 10 straight minutes, and I'm like, man, it was an amazing call. I miss Trey. Trey, call us. Give us a call. But we can't let you talk that long. But, I mean, it was like, if you can find it, you got to go back and listen. Like, some of the stuff he brought up, like, oh, my God, amazing stuff.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Kuharsky will be with us coming up next. We'll get into all things Titans with him. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.